I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on February 19th, 2020. The Linux Foundation's Core Infrastructure Initiative has published its second major report. The project was founded in 2014 in the wake of the discovery of OpenSSL's Heartbleed vulnerability and brought together many industry players who recognize the key parts of the global technology infrastructure are reliant on poorly funded and rarely inspected open source code. In 2015, the project undertook its first major audit, looking at the packages that form the base of the Debian operating system, as well as a few other frequently used distribution-level packages identified as potentially concerning. The project's latest study focuses on the application-level software stack, and it was produced in conjunction with Harvard's Laboratory of Innovation Science. Among the program's key findings are that small web technology components are often some of the most frequently reused pieces of open source software at the application level, and that there is a clear need for a standardized software component naming scheme. The report also expresses concerns about the security of developers' repository accounts and warns about the potential impact of open source components that fail to be switched out in favor of newer replacements, leading to all of the issues usually associated with legacy technology stacks. ZDNet has posted a good summary of the report's findings, which we'll link to, but the document is less than 60 pages long. It's well worth reading it yourself. A new crowdfunder has been launched for yet another Linux game store. The Gamepad Project is hoping to raise $50,000 on Kickstarter in order to develop a DRM-free, distribution-neutral Linux game store, which it aims to start rolling out in the fall of 2021. However, online reaction has been skeptical at best, with Liam from Gaming on Linux bluntly stating the project is doomed to fail. GNU maintainers only have a few days left to endorse a new proposed social contract for the project. Shortly after Richard Stallman's sudden departure from MIT and the FSF over his comments around the Jeffrey Epstein affair, discussion started on a GNU mailing list about introducing a social contract for the project. And despite the initiative not receiving Stallman's backing, a small group of maintainers pulled together a draft document for discussion, which they distributed to the project's 400 maintainers for comment. The feedback received helped shape changes to the original document, and the group proposed a second draft earlier this month. GNU maintainers now have until next Monday to decide whether to endorse or reject the new social contract, or to simply ignore an initiative that hasn't received the blessing of Stallman, who remains the de facto leader of the GNU project. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/106.